The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Bo, Batch, Bad Batch, Star Wars, TV Talk, me. Hi. Hey, hi. Hey, how's it going? All right, let's calm down. Star Wars TV Talk, I'm Bo. How's it going? We're talking Bad Batch, so Bad Batch TV Talk. As I mentioned on the previous episode, I'm doing a little catch-up work here, and I was going to cram all these episodes together, but then, you know, they dropped two episodes on us today, and I think, huh, that's interesting. Is it a series finale? I don't think it's a series finale. Why would they do this? And as I sit here and I start watching this episode of The Clone Conspiracy, it becomes quite clear. This is one of those big monumental type of episode / storylines that's going to have some major ramifications for not just the Bad Batch, but Star Wars overall. This episode right here is exactly what I love about this series and what this series can do. When Bad Batch is done right, it's doing what this episode does right here. And I'm wondering, as I'm watching this, why on earth would they release two episodes? Until I finally get to the end of it and realize, oh, because this is an episode of Bad Batch without the Bad Batch in it. I mean, like, you know, I feel like this season, I've kind of expressed the biggest weakness of the Bad Batch is the title characters themselves. And I feel like this episode being so amazing at what it's doing kind of proves that point. I actually think the Bad Batch could have rested on the decision to have an entire episode where the Bad Batch isn't present. And you know, they didn't have to release a second episode. They could have left us in suspense. I'll pull the curtain back right now and say, I actually don't know what happens in the next episode as I'm recording this right now, because this one was so meaty. It was so full of reveals, return of old characters, direct sequel, like direct locations and individuals from the Clone Wars that I was like, you know, this is, you know, we got a meal right here. We haven't been able to like eat. We haven't been able to feast on Bad Batch for a while, right? Like, it's been snack after snack after snack after snack with varying levels of satisfaction that come away. But no, this right here, this is a meal. Okay. So, you know, bust out the plate, your fork, your napkin, you got everything, you're ready to go. We got some Star Wars to talk about. So first things first, the location, right? We've got the return of the Clone Bar. This was a location that we saw near the end of Clone Wars, the later seasons of Clone Wars. It's a place for, you know, clones. They're not always out on the battlefield. Sometimes, apparently, they get shore leave. And when they do, they head to a clone bar. Now, you'd think, after spending all that time with a bunch of dudes that don't look exactly like you, you would kind of want a break from that and go elsewhere. But the reality is, clones don't actually, you know, get to fit in with the rest of the society. Literally, you go everywhere, all these other people have your face, and you are always associated with war. There's no time off. There's no place to feel like you're just a normal citizen of the Republic. And what we see amplified in this episode is that that's actually the case. Clones, yes, live as second-class citizens. I've been arguing for a long time. The clone army, I mean, there's just no polite way to say it. It's a slave army. These people were born into this. They were, like, you know, brainwashed on top of that to be part of this army. You know, and then serve the Jedi. The Jedi co-signed, oversaw, and, like, were involved in the enslavement of this entire people group that they created to do their bidding. It's really messed up. And so I like the fact that we're dealing with the messed up nature of that. Even as the senator goes into the clone bar and tries to present them, like, what do you want to do with your life? And they're like, we weren't trained to think about that. What do I want to do? I want to get back out there. I want to fight the rebels. I want to, you know, this is all I know. The notion of trying to present kind of clone rights into the Star Wars mythos is so massive. I think it's a much more interesting conversation than, like, for example, to kind of give it a little bit of contrast, what Solo was trying to kind of do with the whole droid rights thing. Droid rights? It's a toaster. I mean, like, don't get me wrong, you know, hey, there's AI involved in everything. And that's an interesting conversation and probably one that is going to be more important in the next, 100 years or so. But right now, I think this is a much more interesting conversation, honestly, in terms of clone rights. And what does that mean? So I'm excited for how this episode is going to play out and what we'll continue to see as we explore this. It also, given the fact that we had these two clones that are having this conversation about the cover up of what really went down on Kamino. By the way, we got the confirmation that not only was it the cloning facilities, or rather where the troops were, but it was like almost the entire population of Kamino was wiped out. So those little pocket, little cloning facilities with like only a few Kaminoans, those long neck cloning people, like their whole deal, like they are now an endangered species that is essentially controlled by the Empire to work on some, let's say, special projects down the line. It's going to be fun to see how that plays out, not just here, but possibly in Andor, possibly in Mandalorian. Who knows where that could kind of come throughout? Maybe next week or / next episode, which is this week, because we got two episodes this week. But yeah, between these two clones that are having this conversation on what to do about what they know and the big reveal that Rex, ladies and gentlemen, is back in action, I started to really think about what's going on here, and it made me ask the question, by the end of this series, could it be that the Bad Batch are not just like this like special hit unit during the Clone Wars? What if all clones that defect are the Bad Batch? Like, what if they all, like, these are all bad, you're all Bad Batchers now, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, you're all Avengers now by the time we get to Endgame. Is there something that's happening right now where, Rex and Slip, I guess Slip didn't get the slip, he died. But anyway, point is, any clone that actually turns against the Empire would, by the Imperial definition, be seen as a Bad Batch of clones. So in as much as, the original title characters of the Bad Batch are cool and have some interesting things going on, I think you could easily increase the roster to get yourself a little Cody, get yourself a little Rex. They're all voiced by the same actor. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that hard to bring in some of these special guest characters and make them regulars. They're already here. But you know what? At the same time, more power to the showrunners and the creators for knowing just how to use that seasoning right. Ish. I could use a little bit more pepper. I could use a little bit more spice. Give me a little extra Rex. I would like some extra Rex. Rex, that would make it great. Let's get some more Rex. Speaking of similar voice actors, the Senator Chuchi, I want to say. I'm kind of blanking on her name at the moment, but she's interesting. If I'm remembering correctly, this is the character that is the daughter of the character that was portrayed by George Lucas in Revenge of the Sith. And so it's kind of, it's like a deep, three layers in Easter egg, if you will, but kind of cool that they're using this character in this capacity. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think she's being voiced by the same voice of Omega, which honestly took me out of it a little bit. I mean, I get it, in terms of like, hey, everybody's contractually involved in this show and you got to use voices here or there, but it would have been nice if they had like twisted the voice or changed it just a little bit, even if it is a different voice actress, or she sounds very similar to Omega. That's just, just an observation there. The revelation that the assassin was a clone all along, he says he's a believer. So I think we are going to start seeing that there are, throughout season one, especially, and a little bit here in season two, we've seen that there are clones that are turning their backs on the Empire. But we're also now starting to see that there are clones that are devoted to the Empire, that perhaps Crosshair is not the only one. Or maybe we'll see that, Crosshair starts to connect with other clones that are more loyal or are like true believers in what the Empire is doing. And then at the same time, you've got these other clones that the Senator's coming in trying to provide some sort of aid for. And it's not that they're true believers in what the Empire stands for, but they still kind of want to get out there and put down these insurgencies that are essentially the beginning of the rebellion. There's a lot of very interesting gray area that they're exploring, especially around clones / stormtroopers. That's very fascinating. Y'all, this is the kind of thing I like from this show. This is when I think it does really, really well and what it can do. I'm super excited to jump into the next episode, so I think I'm probably about to do that. But let me know your thoughts. Head over to twitter.com/TVTalkFM. Tweet those into me. You can use the hashtag Bad Batch TV Talk. You can use the hashtag Bad Batch TV Talk. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. But yeah, I'm gonna stop recording right now and go listen to the other episodes or watch the other episodes so I can record another one of these. So when I say I'll be back in a flash, I'll be back in a flash.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.